I'm Jack Lessenberry. Anyone who knows Ishmael Ahmed knows he's one of the most remarkable people in the Detroit area. He co-founded Access, the nation's largest private Arab-American human services organization, while he was still a student at the U of M Dearborn. That was 43 years ago. Today, Access, which he ran for many years, offers more than 90 programs and reports nearly a million client visits a year. Ahmed, who's also a Vietnam-era veteran, went on to become the director of the Michigan Department of Human Services during the Granholm administration and then associate provost for community learning at his alma mater before retiring last year. Very few people anywhere have given as much to their community, but Ahmed, now 68, has proven an utter failure at retirement. He's always been a teacher and an activist, still runs the annual Concert of Colors, and there are those who want him to run this fall for either one of the university boards or the State Board of Education. His main cause these days, however, is Public Allies, a too-little-known AmeriCorps program he believes has the potential to transform Detroit by turning what they call opportunity youth into community leaders. Opportunity youth is a euphemism for young people who are mostly without opportunities except potential and hope. These are young people between the ages of 17 and 24 who are neither working nor attending school. There are nearly 7 million in the nation, 200,000 in metropolitan Detroit. They have the long-term potential to either remake societies in cities like Detroit or to ruin them. 3 years ago, Ahmed founded Public Allies of Metropolitan Detroit, which is still housed at the U of M Dearborn. He got some funding and persuaded some nonprofit partners to provide training and apprenticeship programs and got started with a class of 28 students. 70% of that first class graduated. The next two classes were slightly larger, and 100% of them successfully completed the program. Today, Ahmed told me, nearly all the alums are still in Detroit. 70% have been inspired to pursue higher education, about a third are working, a quarter in a second-year, 5-month leadership academy, in which they work in teams of 4 on community projects with organizations like Focus Hope. Ahmed thinks that once enough people see how important Public Allies can be, and if they can get sufficient funding, they could train 100 folks every year. If, after 10 years, we could place 1,000 young leaders in the city, it could be transformational for Detroit, he said. You might see that as unrealistic, but nobody thought Ahmed would be successful when he founded Access or when he set out to build the truly magnificent National Arab American Museum in Dearborn. The Detroit chapter of Public Allies has already won a $200,000 grant from the Ford Foundation, some of which will be used for an evaluation to determine whether to make a larger, long-term commitment. Tracy Hall, who runs the Office of Metropolitan Impact at the U of M Dearborn, said this is all about creating a just and equitable society and the diverse leadership to sustain it. That is, after all, exactly what's needed if Detroit is to survive.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.